News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Fast-moving wildfires in New Mexico have now killed at least one person. Thousands of people have fled one town and neighboring tribal lands. KRQE-TV's Natalie Wattis is in Roswell, where many have evacuated to.
Lee Smith owns a home in Ruidoso.
Sheriff drove down the street with the sirens going and his bullhorn saying, you have 5 minutes and don't try to take everything. You need to get out.
Now, usually the drive to Roswell from Ruidoso takes about 45 minutes. Smith said it took them 3 hours because of all the traffic from people trying to evacuate.
Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are now under extreme heat alert. Warnings were up from Iowa to Ohio and even into the upper reaches of Michigan on Tuesday. The Mid-Atlantic and New England are likely to see highs in the 90s as the week progresses. The dangerous heat wave is expected to linger until at least Friday. In southeast Texas, preparations are underway for a storm that could develop into a hurricane.
Sandbagging began Tuesday night in Corpus Christi, where coastal flooding and up to 15 inches of rain are expected. Houston already hit hard this spring, bracing for another 6 inches of rain. Mayor John Whitmire.
I can't emphasize enough how people are going to have to be smart. Look out for their neighbors, look out for their families, and don't drive in high water.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
One of Major League Baseball's greatest players has died. Willie Mays was 93.
Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back.
The family released a statement saying Mays passed away peacefully among loved ones and thanked fans for the love they've shown him throughout the years.
Well, goodbye number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said Mays' incredible achievements and statistics do not begin to describe the awe that came with watching the Hall of Famer dominate the game in every way imaginable.
And the Giants come to home plate to greet him. Number 600 for Mays.
Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The country will celebrate Juneteenth as a national holiday Wednesday for the third year, marking the day as people think about the meaning of freedom in a nation still dealing with racism and prejudice.
In Augusta, Georgia, people are honoring the history of the day in 1865 when slaves in Texas learned they were free 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
We're recognizing what took place, but then we're also showcasing what we're doing now.
In Philadelphia,
bringing people together is very good and it's very exciting. Give you hope.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
The Edmonton Oilers have again fended off elimination, beating the Florida Panthers 4-3 in Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Game 6 is in Edmonton Friday night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Ah, spring. The perfect time to plant the seeds of intention. What we put in, we get back. Like at Cricket Wireless, where you get 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Now go forth and cultivate a stronger connection with yourself and the 3 other people on your phone plan. One more soothing gong for good measure. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Discounts vary per line. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The duck boats are ready in Boston.
The Celtics are NBA champions.
The city of Boston will celebrate the Celtics this Friday after beating Dallas for its 18th championship title.
Win a championship, we throw you a parade.
Mayor Michelle Wu says thousands are expected to line the streets when the parade starts in front of TD Garden at 11 a.m. Eastern.
We are also encouraging everyone to celebrate safely and look out for each other.
And that's because it's going to be hot. Temps are expected to be in the mid to upper 90s by parade time. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
State legislators in Kansas have approved a plan to lure the Kansas City Chiefs from Missouri by helping the Super Bowl champions finance a new stadium. The legislature approved a bill that would let the state issue bonds to cover up to 70% of the cost of a new stadium in Kansas for the Chiefs and another one for Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals. The governor hasn't said yet if she'll sign that bill. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Gusty south winds up around 25 miles per hour. Our sunrise temperatures in the lower 70s. For your Wednesday, showers and storms developing in the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, south winds, highs in the middle 80s. Right now, it's 82.
To be don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Falling in love. I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. It's a beautiful
sunlight plays upon her hair. days from now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
beautiful music behind. It's all and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
All is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing the song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
It's all Denny and Sebastian sat
tonight. Oh.
And after every number, they pass the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting high.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love. Couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up,
break up, everything is shake up.
Yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh, disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat spot.
The good vibrations in our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
See the light. Silly boy.
Oh, my girl, we had to